This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the deadliest single insurgent attack against Americans since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq 21 months ago, 18 Americans were killed yesterday when an explosion ripped through a mess tent at lunchtime in the northern city of Mosul. 14 of the dead were servicemen, 4 others civilian contractors. 4 Iraqis were also killed. Scores of others were wounded. The cause of the blast is under investigation. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Baghdad. You know, one report says a 122-millimeter rocket hit the tent, and others speak of a suicide attack. What is the latest on exactly what happened?
Well, Renee, military officials in Iraq have been very careful to say that there was an explosion only, without speaking directly to its cause. Now, the Sunni Iraqi extremist group Ansar al-Sunnah has claimed responsibility for the attack. On a website, they said it had been a martyrdom operation, meaning that it was a suicide attack of some nature. We heard initially from the Pentagon that it had been a rocket attack, but so far the military here will only say the matter is under investigation. The fact that the military officials here are being cagey about the cause of the blast has raised some speculation that indeed a bomber may have been able to get onto the base. One U.S. Army official has confirmed that a suicide bomber has not been ruled out. Now, these bases are very tightly protected with sandbags, with barbed wire, high walls. But there are Iraqis who work there as civilians and in security forces. If it turns out to be a bomber, then the vetting process will have to be reviewed, among many, many other things. Now, a few months ago, a bomber got into the highly protected green zone in Baghdad and blew himself up at an outdoor cafe there, frequented by Americans. So this kind of attack, if indeed it is confirmed that it was a bomber, it hasn't been yet, wouldn't be unprecedented.
And what is the scene there in Mosul today, a day after the attack?
Well, Mosul residents say that U.S. forces have sealed off areas of the city and have shut down bridges crossing the Tigris River. We're hearing that they're carrying out raids to look for suspects. So clearly they don't know who was behind it at this particular point, but they are going out and aggressively searching for them. Mosul is Iraq's third largest city. And there's been a lot of violence there lately. The U.S. military said it believes that some insurgents from Fallujah may have moved towards the area of Mosul after the U.S. assault there, and they're using it as a new staging ground. Among those that they are looking for is apparently Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is one of the most wanted insurgent leaders in Iraq at the moment.
Iraqi insurgents are proving to be quite potent and quite resilient. They're launching increasingly sophisticated attacks. How does this fit into that?
The longer this insurgency continues, the more organized they can get and the more practiced. If you think when it began, attacks against U.S. forces were conducted mainly with rocket-propelled grenades. Then came roadside bombs. Now we're seeing large-scale coordinated attacks. After the U.S. assault in Fallujah, there was talk of having the back of the insurgency broken. Before that, with the capture of Saddam Hussein, it was said that it would have an effect on the insurgency. It would quell it. Now with the elections coming up, they're saying that democracy will help quell the violence. The goalposts keep moving. Insurgents are proving resilient.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Baghdad.